You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing with the Biblical Law series. So besides the Sabbath, is there anything else? In Deuteronomy 31:9, it says, "So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, so that they may hear and they may learn to fear the Lord your God, and carefully observe all the words of this law, that your children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land you cross the Jordan to possess." So every Sabbath, Moses is read. Every 7 years at the Feast of Tabernacles, the entire law is read in one day, and all are to participate and hear and learn. There was a system that God made sure his people could hear the law and have access to it. If you don't go and worship God every Sabbath, why? Because Acts 15:21 tells us Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. So why aren't you reading Moses every Sabbath? And if you go to a church that keeps the Sabbath, and you're lucky enough to even have found one that keeps the holy days, do they read the law every 7 years at the Feast of Tabernacles? If they don't, they're wasting their time. They're doing it their way and not God's way. See, the Bible records that this happened 3 times in Israel's history where the law was read. Joshua chapter 8, verse 30. It says, "Now Joshua built an altar to the Lord of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man has wielded an iron tool. And they offered on it burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. And there in the presence of children, he wrote on the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he had written. Then all Israel with their elders and officers and judges stood on either side of the ark before the priests, the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, the stranger as well as he who is born among them. Half of them were in front of Mount Gerizim and half in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward, they should read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses has commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the strangers who were living among them." So not only was the law written on the altar, where the priests and people would offer their sacrifices and their offerings to God, this is one of the 3 times in the Bible where it's recorded that they read the law to all the people. So all could hear it, all could know it, all could do it. Has your religious denomination organization ever done this? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.